On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. On Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at Facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
You know what the problem with that version is? And I get it. It's fine. It's different. It's sassy and it's new.
There's Rob.
Yeah, it's me. It's me over here.
Go ahead. Tell
it
me.
It loses the soul of the Springsteen song. It's too quick. It's too peppy. It's too up tempo.
I'm digging it, man.
Yeah. You're digging it because it's different, but you're losing the song. You're losing, as I said, the soul of that song.
Is it the lack of Courtney Cox that's taking something away for you?
Oh, see, yeah. See, I love Courtney Cox before I even knew it was Courtney Cox.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, just this cute girl getting pulled up on stage. And
it's like the denim. I'm a lover of denim and the fine things that it continues to do for the female form to this very day.
Right. Especially now, right? We are at the end, and I've mentioned this a few times. We're at the end of sundress season. Some of you are about to try and pull off the yoga pant thing. A lot of people, man, better served by the denim. It hugs you nice. It pulls things in.
It's like that thing that keeps in a life raft.
Okay. See, you took it from friendly advice to what an asshole, which is your default setting.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who have not been around for the last 400 episodes.
This is Audio Whiplash. First one in about 2 weeks. Rob's been on vacation. When Rob goes on vacation, I kind of slack a little around here. This is the first Audio Whiplash since Amy Burke was on the show. So you can check that out. You can check out John Barrett on Tall Can Sports, episode 349. All of these things available at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. What are we sipping on today, man? Because we got some great new shit in the studio. Well, we'll see if it's great, but
this is Absurd Pine Splinters. Okay. Back of my ass. No. Did I get it?
Maybe the flavor. The title, Pouch Envy.
By the Refined Fool.
Brewing Co. Yes. Which, again, as we stumble along here through hundreds of episodes on the Tall Can Audio Network, the Refined Fool would have been a great podcast name at some point. I take it you're not feeling the pouch envy as you get into it.
I have a lot of pouch.
This is an Australian.
I am not envious of anybody's pouch. Schlong, perhaps.
Schlong.
I have a lot of house. Yeah. Not much chimney.
Okay.
So pouch envy is never really a deal.
And this is, I like to feel like this is a safe place. Like I can say some things here and everyone will understand.
Well, good.
When I saw the term pouch envy, I thought of Rob. And not because I thought he might be. Not because I thought he might.
When I think of pouch.
Yes. Not because I think Rob's envious of other pets, but Rob is the only man I have ever heard refer to it as the pouch. And so when you see a beer called Pouch Envy, you're like, yep, that's fueling tonight's podcast.
That's Rob's right there.
So this is an Australian pale ale. I don't know what the fuck the difference between an APA and an IPA is.
Yeah, honestly, these Australians.
They're just taking credit for some shit they never did.
Honestly, get back there. Nobody's, no, there is no Australian pale ale. I've never heard of such a thing.
The Refined Fool Brewing Company, I was going to say is out of Sarnia, but that might have been the one we had on the last show.
No, it was Great Lakes out of Etobicoke.
Yeah, that's right. Hey,
this is out of Sarnia.
This is out of Sarnia. So the Refined Fool Brewing Company, great brewery name. And frankly, around here, it's a great beer name, too.
Yeah, and I have no envy.
No. Well, why would you?
No, for sure.
This guy just hanging out in his beanbag chair.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't dress left. I don't dress right. I just dress straight ahead.
Right on, man.
It may be pointing
theater
at you.
Theater of the mind.
It may be pointing at you right now.
I wish it wasn't, but but here we are.
Yeah. Thus the setup in the studio.
Yeah. At Tall Can Audio on Twitter and Instagram, we'll post a picture of Pouch Envy one way or another.
Sure we will. Yeah. I've brought my cod piece here today. We'll have a go at this.
Oh, man. I got something. I know we're not supposed
to. But okay, but just hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry.
I said, you know, while I was on vacation. I said, damn, fool.
Foghorn
leg. Exactly. Boy. Yeah, off for a week in the bush, honest to God.
Yeah.
And at a cottage.
Hey.
Hey, look at what I did there.
Laugh track.
Down in sort of moving towards central Ontario.
Yeah. Almost wolf country. Central Ontario.
For sure, man. Of course it was. Putting the wattage in your cottage.
Love it.
Rocking the dock.
All right.
That may be more of the moose.
Yeah. You moved too far.
Yeah, sorry. Anyways, couple of beers.
Mm-hmm.
I drank a shit ton of Guinness, okay. which is the beer of choice.
Yeah.
But, you know, rarely in the summer. No,
you're a Guinness guy.
I'm a Guinness guy. Wearing the hat and the shirt right now as we speak. I did end up drinking a Getaway IPA from Side Launch.
Okay. I've had some Side Launch before. I've never had that one in particular.
I didn't love it.
Okay.
Just saying, right? It's, it had a bit of that. When you drink it, you're like, I'm not sure I love that.
Okay.
What I did have and thoroughly enjoyed was from our good friends at Nickel Brook.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, in Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Wicked Awesome IPA.
Oh, it's Wicked Awesome.
Yeah. Well, on the back it says, it's friggin' sweet. Wait, no. Wicked Awesome.
All right, I like that.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to agree with them.
Yeah, it was Wicked Awesome.
It was
friggin' sweet.
Yeah.
Very Peter Griffin.
For sure. It was friggin' sweet. It was Wicked Awesome. And so, if you get a chance, to me, it has all those. It is your, and for those of you out there, longtime listeners.
Me love you.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Tout beaucoup. Oh, noir. Tout beaucoup.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm starting to sweat.
Yep.
it's more that New England style IPA, which I love.
Yeah.
Not everyone else does.
Right.
But if you go in for an IPA with a little hair on it.
Right.
Get some hair on it. Right there, my friends.
This APA.
It's the Wicked Awesome IPA from Nickel Brook.
Okay.
Check it out. Now, you know what else I came across?
Is this still beer related?
This is still beverage related.
Okay.
How about that? Alcoholic beverage related.
Yeah.
As the cottage rental is winding down, you know, you sort of look in the fridge and go, all right, I can't put any more beer in there. I have to just start drinking what's in there. Somebody had left.
Like it's a hardship of some. Oh, fine. I'll drink the beer.
Yeah. Okay. But they weren't beers.
Okay.
This was a Smirnoff Berry Blast.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had one of those?
No, of course not.
Okay. But this is...
I am not ashamed. I'm a little ashamed to say it. My first real hardcore drunkening was off a Smirnoff product.
Okay, hold on to that thought, because that's my 2-liter Wildberry cooler.
Of course. Everybody's got one. Hey, Mike's hard. Yes. Yeah.
So this was... If you ever had those rockets,
yes,
those popsicles that are the red, white,
yeah,
and blue,
yeah,
that's what this tasted like. But in a drink, that's like 7%. Right,
I'm kind of in, man.
Honestly, I drank it and I was like, woo. But you know what else I had? A Heyer's hard root beer.
I've had that a few times.
Get the fuck out of here. That was delicious.
It, and I thought, terrific.
I drank it in about five minutes.
No, it goes down easy.
And I thought, you know what? It doesn't taste enough like alcohol that I should ever drink one of those again.
Exactly what I thought too, man. I did one of these shows maybe 2 years ago down at a friend of mine's place, a friend named Ashley. We call her Ass Clown. She prefers that, obviously.
For sure.
I think you've met
Ashley. I have met
Ashley,
her.
Yeah. And so we were trying some craft stuff and whatever, and she brought out the Heyer's and said, here, try this. And
I liked it.
Oh, it was good, man.
But it
looks like even the can. It doesn't look any different than that early 90s.
That's right. It just says hard root beer. And I'm like, oh, all right.
It can't be that hard.
And it was easy.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. Because as a kid, that was my...
Yeah, me too,
man. I loved a root beer.
Heyer's was a big deal still. Yeah. We didn't have any Barks yet.
There was no Barks. Yeah. But the A&W. If I get my hand on the A&W, it was always the creamier of the two.
A&W versus Heyer's.
Yeah.
And Heyer's was the one that came, and I'm dating myself a little bit here, but in the Crush Rainbow Pack. So it would have the cream soda, the grape, the orange, and it would have Heyer's root beer.
Where's the lime, man? Lime Crush?
Get the fuck out of here with that.
All right. More hair on your sack.
Oh, yeah. Give me the lime.
All right.
But Heyer's was a big part of the childhood, and now it was infused with, I don't even know, it was vodka.
It is vodka.
It felt awesome.
And you haven't dated yourself any more than my vodka Wildberry cooler that comes in a 2-liter bottle. Hey, 1987, how you doing? Right? Or dial it back to the late 70s and your pop shop. Oh, the pop shop. Anybody out there listening?
You dialed it back too far for me.
For sure. The pop shop was, you could go in and you would get almost like a milk crate.
Yeah.
It really was a milk crate. And they would give you, they may have been 500 milliliter bottles, glass bottles.
Right.
And you could go in and you could fill it in, whatever. You could get your root beer,
sure,
a cola, an orange sort of crush that was sort of called an orange whatever, orange pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and they were refillable.
Right.
Oh, I'm getting all excited, starting to swatch shit. Anyways, pop shop. Come on, man.
Yeah. And that's, I was down in the Lindsay area. I believe it's still the teen pregnancy capital of Ontario. So that's
Smith Falls is giving it a run for its money. Yeah, right.
And I have a
home of the muskies.
Musky a lot of things, yeah.
Yep.
I have a hard time venturing out. When I'm that close to Port Perry, I'm all about the Old Flame and the Old Flame Brewing Company.
Nah, I didn't love it. That's the one that had the rye. Did they not make a rye?
No, that's somebody different. I don't think Old Flame's done that.
Sorry, Old Flame. I've just flamed you. And
we'll bring you back some Old Flame, man.
All right.
It's a theme kind of thing, right? Like you're thinking back. So there's a red, there's a blonde, there's the dirty blonde, right? You're thinking about past loves, and it's kind of neat, man. I dig their shit. So that's what I've been into
old
the last
flame.
Week. Or so. Yep, the Old Flame Brewing Company in Port Perry, Ontario.
Those clever pricks.
Oh, you clever fuck. So that's what I've been into the last week or so. But it's nothing new, because when I get down to that area, that's badly what I've got a hankering for. That's what I'm jonesing for. I don't know how we're going to make light of this, but we are. Hurricane Dorian this past week finished tearing up the Ottawa hockey team and has now rolled across the Bahamas and has hit the east coast of Florida.
And it hovered over the Bahamas. It seemed to have this.
It pounded the Bahamas. This the hatred for the Bahamas.
Well, and as it was leaving the Bahamas and really the Grand Bahamas or whatever, the
Freeport got it bad. Grand Bahama Island. Yeah. It's kind of the north part of the country that got pummeled.
It looks like a bomb went off.
Yeah.
And so as it leaves, they're like, they're now downgrading Hurricane Dorian to a tropical, a level four tropical storm. Yeah. And I'm thinking Bahamians.
Yeah, Bahamas
saying,
are like,
fuck you.
Yeah, oh, no, you fuckers. Where yeah, were you last night?
Because again, it's tired from fucking
you're
us.
Killing us, yes. On Grand Bahama Island, they were showing video and stuff of people in like 4 feet of water on main streets trying to.
Well, and it's a small independent island, right? And
well, the Bahamas is a series of islands, right?
Like yeah, I know, but it is. They are their own little.
Right.
And so, yeah, in terms of what's happened there, the devastation is unbelievable.
I think, as you know, and let me make this as first world problem as possible.
You vacation there?
I have vacationed there twice. Yes, my parents have a timeshare there, as do a few of their friends. So every now and then, everybody goes down. Their kids go down, people I grew up with. And this year is shaping up to be one of those years where pretty much everyone but me is committed to going. And all of a sudden, like that came down basically this past Saturday, was everyone's going, do you want to come? And then like Sunday, it smashed into the office. I'm like, should we wait? Like, should we see what's left of...
Seems like a good idea.
Before anybody books flights.
First world problem for sure. Matt's timeshare has been busted up.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
People are dead.
My vacation may be off.
Matt's timeshare is busted up.
They're not dead. They're just struggling. They'll be fine.
To live.
Well, you know. Yes. So...
Oh, the humanity!
There's this video that's been circulating around on the interwebs as a... Hashtag Florida man.
Perhaps the most Florida man ever.
Have you seen this?
I have not seen it.
Okay.
I've heard it.
Oh. Well, you're about to hear it again. He has decided that he has solved the hurricane problem, or at least believes that he knows how the U.S. government and military should solve the hurricane problem. We're going to play that for you.
And since we are on a sort of an audio medium here,
mm-hmm.
close your eyes. Yeah. And imagine the doors to the Mensa meeting closing behind this gentleman.
Here we go.
Can't see how they haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, oh, it's at this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get... going as fast as it's going. There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and saying, well, now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way. The Navy to go in circles to fight it the other way.
What are you talking about? Get the Air Force to fly the... Now, first of all, this does not, to me, sound like Tallahassee or...
He sounds like a former New Jersey teamster.
I was going to say almost more like New England, like South Boston or something. Like, he sounds kind of like Adam Sandler in a lot of his early skits, right?
Like he's now living somewhere...
Yeah, he's a transplant from... But first idea, it's because all the warm water these storms pick up, so the Navy should get out there and drop some ice, and that would slow it down. I don't know where all that ice is coming from. I don't know how that's going to work. Then the Air Force is going up. They're just going to fly around it or fly in the opposite direction.
Yeah, fly in the opposite to get all the wind going.
That'll get the wind going the other way.
Well, how many planes do you have to get going to get that shit happening?
The worst part about this is only the second stupidest idea behind Donald Trump's
Can I throw
a nuclear bomb into it? Oh, yeah, let's blow some radiate. Holy fuck, man. And if you haven't seen the video, and we'll share it as we always do in the usual places, Rob did a nice job here at teeing this up as the Mensa meeting closing. But if you want some theater of the mind, picture Morty Seinfeld. And he's got the Hawaiian, the cruise wear going as he stands out there. And it's very much a Morty Seinfeld kind of moment. Look. I don't know what to tell you. There was a poll just put out, a study released by The Guardian that said that Floridians are still split on whether or not climate change is a thing. I don't know if that's sort of my home every September gets blown the fuck out to sea, but it could be a coincidence kind of stance. I don't know,
I've
man.
I've been busy fighting the raccoon. That's living in my car.
With the knife stuck in its head or whatever.
Yes. There's a lot of shit happening in Florida.
I wanted to talk too about something else we'll get to here in a second, but I just, man, these sorts of people who, I think I've brought this up before when we talk about hurricanes. I don't know if you know Ron White, he's a drunk comedian. Constantly sipping on whiskey.
I think he's a wide receiver for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Yeah, maybe 30 years ago.
Oh, wait, maybe no. Winnipeg Blue Bombers. That's
sure. And his stance has always been, you know, you see on the news all the time, these people saying they're, I'm strong, I'm tough, I'm not leaving my home. And he's like, it's not so much that the wind is blowing. It's what the wind is blowing.
For sure.
You're standing there in front of your home and you get smoked by a picnic table flying.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You did 50 crunches this morning.
Yeah, exactly. Right? How many did your head do? Right. How many crunches did your forehead do as you took that shell sign?
And I think this guy, Captain Get the Air Force on It, has taken some picnic tables to the head before.
Some Ric Flair folding chairs. It's one of those things where you go, if you've ever been out, and we've all been out at some point in where the wind just feels uncomfortably,
you can feel the storm
uncomfortably
coming.
High. Yep. Right? And the first thing you do is you kind of pull your head down.
Yeah.
Right. Like
that's evolution. Man.
Right. Like shit's going to fly in the air or off something. You just know that. And,
yep.
And we're not talking
gale force.
Oh, this is it. 140
right.
kilometer an hour winds. We're not talking about
Category
that.
4 anything. No.
We're talking, you know,
Ottawa thunderstorm.
Yeah, but 80, 90 kilometers, sure. Whatever it is. Like high winds.
Yeah.
And you know when it goes, that shit feels dangerous. Like something's going to pull
there's just
off
something
of something.
That triggers in you that goes, I shouldn't be out in this. That, you know, I should go inside.
Right.
Not this guy.
Not.
He's laying down ice cubes in the.
Well.
Fucking Gulf of Mexico.
Got his little 12 tray cubes, flinging them
Take
out.
Take that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Shouting like Moses. Good for you.
I'm picturing Lieutenant Dan out on the deck. Yeah. Whatever.
Fuck you. You'll never take me.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Lieutenant Dan.
It's a good movie, man.
Yeah, if it's on TV, I'll still watch it.
Every time.
That and Aaron Brockovich. Can't get enough of that shit.
You lost me there a little bit.
All right.
That's okay.
The good listener will back me up in that.
No doubt, man. At Tall Can Audio, let us know.
And to me, that's Julia Roberts at her finest.
At her nippliest.
And for sure. And Julia Roberts, you got the cleavage right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, that's it.
You know what? You're winning me over a little bit.
Yeah, it's all the short skirts and the low-cut
long
blouses.
Jackets.
Yep.
Sorry.
Change your name from Kitty to Karen. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to get out and get to my fucking notes or what the fuck else we're going to talk about, but it keeps opening up in the video again.
We got the vegan and then whatever else you wanted to hit me with.
Yeah, I forget the other thing we're going to hit you with. So let's go to, in Australia, crazy fuckers.
Well, and
the Australian pale ale.
Which really is a big Florida. It's really big.
Yeah, all right. I like that.
That's kind of what Australia is.
A vegan got a little upset, and I guess this was a contentious relationship already with
just
a neighbor.
Just tee it up like the headline does.
I don't remember what the headline says, man.
Vegan sues neighbor
over
barbecue.
Oh, I like the headline. Like, fuck you, vegan, right? 'Cause I'm triggered.
Yeah.
I think that's the word we're using now for when we get upset.
And so
when you get triggered,
you're led to believe that. And then it goes
not
into
like Odessa, Texas triggered other kind of trigger.
Yeah. It That's goes into saying, yeah, it goes into saying that she can't use her backyard because these neighbors are constantly barbecuing fish. And I can't use my backyard
because the smell of meat cooking is just too much for me to bear.
Yes.
And then there was talk of...
Okay, wait.
Okay.
Just right there.
Yep.
Right there. And so I'm reading it.
Because you are. You're a barbecue guy.
Fucking, I'm a grill master.
Yeah. And you live with, I wouldn't say vegan.
Not a vegan, although she has said many times if she was made of money and had
else. Well, there's something to that.
And had somebody else cooking for her, which I do most of the time.
Yeah.
She would be a vegan.
Okay.
It takes a lot of work to make vegan good.
But it is a, for her, a lifestyle choice more than a...
For sure.
A medical or...
Yeah, no,
or
for sure. Yeah. And for most people, and most vegans, it's an ethical...
Yes.
It's an ethical choice.
And that's fine.
Which it is for my good partner.
But beef is so good.
Like, beef, you're out. I dabble
you're
with
fucking out.
Yeah. I dabble with a little ground beef.
Yeah.
I use it in my burritos. Oh, my homemade burritos. Yeah. So good. Now I make a veggie one and then just augment it with a little taco beef.
Right.
Honestly, man, and just with cheese inside it, you wrap it up tight and bake it with the anyways. It's
wouldn't be
awesome.
The same without beef.
But beef is way down the list, man. So to me, beef gets out. A steak, forget it. I'll take a good thick pork chop.
No.
Woo! Crazy. Come on, baby.
That's crazy as shit.
Okay.
No, that's some stupid shit right there.
Well, you just haven't put any thought into it.
Hey, shake and bake does its thing, man. That's how you do a pork chop.
What's going to happen here? Shake and bake. Shake and bake. Why does he just keep saying shake and bake?
The fuck movie is this? That's Will Ferrell.
Talladega Nights, baby.
Yeah.
The Legend of Ricky Bobby.
Right.
You got to fucking drive with a bobcat in your car.
I roll with a different kind of bobcat.
Yeah, for sure. So, but it comes down to, at that point, you're like, that's a vegan douchebag.
Right.
Right
there. This is why people hate you, vegan.
Because you, vegan, you are like... ex-smoker who is now non-smoker, who's the most militant douchebag ever, who thinks every smoker
just around me, I can't even.
Yeah,
fuck you.
It's in my hair. I can smell it. Beef.
Right, and I hate the smell of, quite frankly, cigarettes as much as anybody in the world. But do what the fuck you want. I'm not gonna. If you're smoking on the balcony next to me out here, I'm like. That's life, man. Like, okay, yeah, I wish you wouldn't, but...
I'm throwing cups of urine your way if you're in the balcony next to me smoking, because I hate that shit.
So...
Don't do it.
But this is clearly a long-standing thing between these two neighbors.
Well, because
then vegan is being triggered by the smell of fish, and she's claiming they just barbecue all the time.
24-7.
It's just this never-ending slab of fish.
It's like that
fish.
Story we ran about the people playing music 24-7 in the Czech Republic or whatever it was, just to irritate you.
And you know what? If that's what it is, I... grudging respect, right? Like, I kind of like that. You know what? I got enough money to just fucking fry fish. But I don't get the sense that that's what it is, because this same broad was complaining that the basketball noise in the... like
the smoking. It was also smoking in the backyard. Garden.
Yeah.
And the kids playing and shit.
Yeah. The sound of your kids playing is also irritating. So we're clearly just dealing with an asshole more than...
Right.
This isn't a vegan rights thing. Oh, the smell of meat offends me. Everything offends you.
Yeah.
And you can go fuck yourself.
Well,
and sorry, man, but as this rolls on and they go to court a couple of times, and she, because the first judge goes, fuck you. The guy can barbecue in his backyard if he wants.
And his kids can play.
Yeah.
It's a family enjoying their backyard.
So she appeals and takes them to court, and the guy, it comes out in the article, actually tells his kids, no more basketball. Like, we're not going to do this. We're not going to... Like, it sounds like he's trying to not irritate this person who, quite frankly, deserves to be irritated.
So in all of your the time that we've been doing this podcast...
Yeah, I hate this bitch the most.
Not even close, man. No,
yeah, you know.
Not just, even close.
No, that's true. I was pointing across the table. I said that. We need a video podcast.
Right there. Yeah. That bitch. I hate that one the most. How many good Australian listeners do we have?
It's low.
I'm about to alienate them. Sorry, Australia.
Yeah, you know what? It's low.
After having,
we have more in Vietnam than in Australia for some reason.
After having been there twice.
Yeah.
They are very clearly 50 years behind the rest of the world, period.
Well, they takes are, a while. For
I think the neighbor is probably cooking brontosaurus.
Love it, man.
Probably.
Fred Flintstone and, always and, said that shit
and
was
this
delicious.
Is in, this is not just in Australia.
Yeah.
This is in Western Australia.
Oh, wow.
Who those will lead you to believe if Perth, it's I like mean, Western Canada. I mean, if Sydney is 50 years behind.
Yeah. They're 90.
Yeah, that's it. They're further 20 behind that. And so this one person who's doing the barbecuing and the smoking and the kids that are enjoying the garden. Yeah. And you know what, guys? It's not a fucking garden. It's your backyard.
Yeah.
Don't call it a garden. I don't get it. I don't understand that.
Well, maybe it's an Australian tradition.
The British, too. The British call,
stand
it,
in the...
call it a garden.
Oh, okay.
It's not a garden, man. It's a backyard. Garden is where you plant shit. That's just grass.
When I was first moving up here to Ottawa for the first time, my buddy Ty and I are looking around
you're
for a townhouse.
You're cutting me off.
Yeah, no, and I'm going to let you have it back. But they take us to look at a townhome and a garden home in the same complex, and I, to this day, don't know the fucking difference.
Yeah, the difference is a garden home, I believe, has an entrance from inside.
Okay.
Kind of like you go into one main entrance, down a hall.
Sure.
And then you open up and you have your own backyard.
I guess that could have been it, but they were the same fucking unit
home.
Otherwise.
Okay, that's stupid. Whereas a townhome is your own walk-up home, sure, but they're in a row style.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Whereas, so in Australia, this guy, his last name was Wu or Woo. Yu Rick or Flair. Yang or Ying, giving him a very, yes, to me, a very Asian sort of style sounding name,
yeah,
which to me probably means the Australian person hated that guy to begin with because he was Asian. Sorry again to good
Aussie
Australian
Trump
listeners.
Supporter.
Yeah, this is exactly right. Go home, get on the leaking boat you came over here on,
right,
and get out.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking right away, said vegan was actually had bigger issues than just
which minority are you slamming right now? Is it the vegan?
It's the Australian. It's the Australian vegan. Is actually what
it is. Because I'm with you. You know what? My kid can play basketball in the driveway. Shut the fuck up, right? Like, yeah. I can barbecue fish. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And we'll share the article, as we always do. But, man, it sounds like, despite the fact that his neighbor is a total coont, he's doing...
Shut up and make my sandwich, you coont.
He's doing everything he can.
Yeah.
He asks his kid to stop playing basketball in the... Which, what the fuck? What's wrong with that? Other than I'm just a shitty neighbor.
Yeah. And see, the thing is...
This is the most 2019.
And as I've alluded to,
yeah,
to me, I just... One of the people we were on vacation with was a newly minted vegan. And so...
The worst. The most holier than thou.
So the evening dinner... So we all are sort of responsible for dinners. I did three, right? And so... one, I make a killer vegetarian chili.
Okay.
But I make it so like a meat eater would like to eat it.
Right.
To me. So you load it up with
beyond meat chili.
No. But it's, you got to load it up with all of the veggies you'd want.
Yeah.
But then you double up on the black beans, the chickpeas, the kidney beans.
Okay.
And the corn.
Yep.
Like you just... And it's,
there's got to be something filling in there,
and it's
still
thick,
yeah,
and it's hearty, and it's
sure,
it's awesome.
Yeah,
I
could handle that.
No, I add a little tofu into it.
Yeah,
which right, honestly takes it. Tofu just soaks up the spice. It's like so I made that because I know that she's vegan, and so
the new vegan, the people you're vacationing with, not your partner,
not my partner. My partner.
Yeah.
Tag
her in.
Yeah. My partner, Joe.
Yeah.
Well. Which makes people what? And so.
It's all on the up and up, folks.
Yeah, for sure it is. She's a female.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Whatever else you need to do to supplement. I've made that for your dietary needs.
Sure.
I don't care what anybody else around the table does because there's 10 of us.
Yeah.
You want to throw down a chicken tornado with that, whatever you want to do,
sure,
man. But this is so the vegan at the table can eat it.
Yeah.
So the next night when the vegan makes...
No, there's no meat.
Oh, there's nothing?
There's nothing.
Okay, but I threw a dozen...
Hot dogs?
No, spicy Italian sausages on the grill. So a little pasta. So she made vegan pasta and sauce.
Yeah. And but no consideration for the meat eater.
Right. So, but we did... And then, so there was stink eyes around the table because... But again, we're eating your thing. We've just supplemented with a little something for us.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like, why can't you just...
Because they don't respect
you. This is it. Like, everybody now has to do this. Yep. And you're like, okay,
I've done this
for you.
Yeah.
But, you know...
But they're morally superior.
Yeah. Well, because, again, you start out the idea that you're going to do this, and I'm not eating honey.
I don't know yet.
I'm not wearing silk or leather, right? Anything. Because it's not just eating meat.
No.
It is the harnessing of God's creatures for your benefit.
Yeah.
So no clothing, nothing, right? And I get it. Hey, you want to do it. And again, I live most of my time... You ready for this? As an ovo-lacto pescatarian.
What the fuck are we even talking about? That can't be a show title. I'll never get through all that.
So that all that means is, right?
A loser. Ovo. I think. And for those of you not watching, the video feed, I'm again pointing hard across the table.
I hate that bitch right there. Ovo-lacto pescatarian.
Okay.
And all that means is ovo, eggs.
Going to Drake's Music Fest.
Lacto, your dairy products. And pescatarian is you've added fish.
Some sort of religion.
Yeah, for sure it is, man. For sure it is. But, and again, I make a killer homemade burger. I love to marinate meat. We've talked about this on a variety of. Yeah, exactly. It's my meat that I'm marinating mostly.
Suddenly less likely to vouch.
It's Pouch Envy.
I didn't know.
Pouch Envy is the name of the show. Come on, man.
That's true.
And so, yeah, there's lots of meat being eaten.
Yeah.
But, yeah, predominantly fish, dairy, and eggs with vegetables.
I've got no issue with anyone who doesn't want to eat meat or wants to do, but they won't show you the same respect, man. Theirs is the moral high ground.
Well, okay, the people of PETA... Yeah, are very much
disgusting.
In that.
Disgusting. I hate PETA. Like,
and
fuck
they're, and they're taking it to you. They're taking it right to you.
Me specifically.
Yeah, for sure it is.
There's shit outside my window here. fuck back.
Yeah, there's a big PETA sticker right on the balcony of the studio. And it's on the 7th floor, ladies and gentlemen.
Where
how
is there no, how is there no people for the ethical treatment of Matt stickers out there?
Because like, I hate that bitch.
Just, yeah, no, it's true. Fuck, man. There it is.
Right there. It is. Can we name the show that?
iTunes is not going to love that.
Yeah,
but,
I hate that
we'll
bitch.
Find a way around it. Yeah, you know what, man? I just, God love you. Do whatever you want, but you got to show me the same.
It's Australians.
Okay, so we're back to this.
I'm full on back. Hey, you know what? I loved Australia. I loved it. And having been there a couple times.
Everything but the people.
If I had to, well, just, you know what, people? Get with the fucking 21st century.
All right.
All right, Australia, get with it. But to me, they are, and I've been all over this great, big, crazy world.
It's true, he has.
I would move to Australia. They're crazy bitches there.
That might be an interesting show down the road sometime. You got to leave Canada.
I just told you, man.
Yeah, sounds like.
I'm in northern New South Wales, right on the Queensland border.
I kind of feel like with way less travel experience than you, I'm probably somewhere in Denmark or Sweden. I think I could do that. Okay. I think I could fit there.
And you've been there.
Yep. Everything else is just shitty secondhand, you know, news or
you
whatever.
Strike me as a guy who's living in, you know...
Texas.
No, in the jungle around Brasilia, maybe somewhere.
Brasilia? Well, there's not going to be much of that left by the sounds of it, man.
You are going to be your own little god. You're living out there.
Oh, that's already the case.
Come
here.
On. You're out there. You've taken in your... $1,200 a month and living like a small warlord.
Yeah, all right.
It's absolutely, you're selling it, man.
I could do that.
Yeah, of course you could.
They didn't do Lima.
You'd have all your little concubines. You'd just be killing.
Yeah, we'll wind this one down, man. That's audio whiplash for another week. You can give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at TallCanAudio or at Facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
Be good to each other, man. Be good to each other.
Better than Matt's being.
For sure, man.
Way better.
That is the low tide right there.
No doubt.
Come on, people.
We'll wind this one down. That's been Audio Whiplash for another week, and we'll see you.
See you.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching TallCanAudio on your favorite podcast app.